This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. I read something over the weekend that Trainwreck, the documentary on Netflix, is the guilty pleasure that people cannot stop watching.
Oh, yeah.
And why? And if you're wondering what is Trainwreck, think of any case that has been in the headlines where you're like, well, that's a train wreck.
Yeah.
All of the big...
Well, poop
crazy.
Poop Cruise was a train wreck.
You know, Poop Cruise was a train wreck. Johnny Manziel and what happened with him after he signed Mr. Money Football Guy is a train wreck. All of these big cases that are sort of like a train wreck in that when you drive by it, you can't stop watching
so
it.
So Tom Ford, I think that's his name, the former mayor of Toronto is,
yep.
Is train wreck.
It's they're all on Netflix. Each episode is different. And I was reading this over the weekend, like, why can't we stop watching Trainwreck? One of the newest installments, and we got sucked right on in last night, is called Trainwreck Balloon Boy.
Oh, God.
What became of the Heaney family? And if you had said to me, Scott, do you remember a bunch of years ago there was like this flying saucer balloon thing in the air and they thought there was a kid in it? I could have said to you, oh, the Heaney family. I remember the name of the Heaney family. Okay. That last.
All right, simmer down.
That last. Well, Scott, he's not far off. That last quote was, in fact, Balloon Boy.
That was in 2009.
The stranger-than-fiction claim is backed up by footage from a news helicopter, which catches up with the balloon and starts live-streaming the chase. When he says the whole nation stopped what they were doing, the president of the United States was giving a town hall. It was a live town hall. Every single news station, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they were all trained on the president. They all broke away for this Balloon Boy. And do you remember what other word came with Balloon Boy? It was the third word. Balloon Boy.
Hoax.
Hoax.
Yeah.
Because that thing landed and they asked the reporter, where is the child? Did he fall? Where is the child? And he says, It does not appear there is anyone in this balloon.
So did they end up going to prison?
Scott, they talked to the children who are now adults.
Yeah.
They talked to crazy Mr. Heaney, and he's just as crazy now as he was then.
Richard Heaney's his name.
They talk to the wife. They have the undercover video of the polygraph that the husband and wife were given. It is the dumbest hour, and you will not be able to stop watching it.
Will I ever get that hour back?
You will not.
Okay.
So if you're going to say to me, do you say run, do not walk?
What do you say? Is it a run?
These people are nuts. They're nuts.
They needed attention.
Yes.
What was the point of...
They really were building this as an experiment. They wanted to see if they could get a flying saucer to go up 20 feet. And it does go up 20 feet. And then this is all caught on tape because they had a camcorder.
It's not a flying saucer. It's a balloon.
One of the tethers breaks loose And they're filming when it happens, and the thing just goes flying up into the air. Well, it's filled with helium. So game on. That thing starts flying. They've got the 911 call, and he goes, we made a homemade a spacecraft thing, and my son, I think my son is inside it. And the operator goes, I'm sorry, what?
What?
We need to get a hold of someone at the FAA. We could not stop watching this thing. And that's why it's called train wreck. You don't care.
I know.
You don't believe them. You don't believe a thing the family is saying. And we watch the entire thing.
Well, I mean, Poop Cruise is an hour of my life that I'll never get back.
But aren't you glad you watched it?
Oh, man, am I ever. Am I ever. 913-586-7798.
Do you think they lied?
Of course they did. Of course.
Because I'll tell you, if you're looking for some outcome on this, they still swear they thought the child was in that balloon.
No, there was something that happened. And
yes.
Now, granted, this is 16 years.
On Larry King Live.
The boy had a slip up.
Yes, on Larry King
Live.
Where
he let the truth out on accident, right?
They said, how are you doing, buddy? It was on Larry King Live, and it's okay. Wolf Blitzer.
That's right.
And the dad leans over to the little boy, Falcon, and says, what were you thinking, buddy? Why were you hiding in the attic? Remember, he was hiding in the attic
the entire time.
Yeah,
he goes, because you told me to.
He goes, because it was for the show.
Oh, that's right. It was for the show. Yeah.
The thinking was they were trying to get a reality TV show.
Okay.
Oh, and then all hell breaks loose after that Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer goes, I'm sorry, what did he just say?
Yeah, I remember that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.